from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, September 29th. Coming up, for more than two decades, Ed Kieser was the staff meteorologist at WILL Radio and TV. As part of our 100th anniversary, Jim Meadows catches up with Ed Kieser. That conversation coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Volunteers from Illinois are on the ground in southwest Florida, with more on the way after Hurricane Ian made landfall yesterday. About eight people have been deployed by the Illinois region of the American Red Cross to provide food, water, clothing, and shelter. CEO Selena Roldan expects to send a couple hundred more volunteers in the coming months.
This work will be a long recovery, and individuals will be needing our help and support throughout the holidays, when many of us may have turned back to thinking about our lives and what's happening back at home.
Illinois Electric Company ComEd has sent more than 250 personnel to Florida and Georgia to help with power outages. The Category 4 storm has caused widespread flooding and damage. Illinois Democrats are signaling they're willing to work more on the Safety Act. Alex Degman explains.
Republicans are calling for changes to or repeal of the criminal justice reform package. House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch told the City Club of Chicago that his chamber has already approved three changes since the law passed.
That's what democracy looks like. Why did we do that? Why have we already passed three trailer bills? Because we know the Safety Act will help people.
State Senator Scott Bennett is proposing a series of changes. Among other things, his measure clarifies which offenses require detention, specifies that cash bail ends only for offenses committed January 1, 2023 or later, and adds protections to guard against witness intimidation. A spokesman for the Senate president says they look forward to reviewing it ahead of the fall veto session. I'm Alex Degman.
Victims of the July 4th mass shooting in Highland Park have filed a set of lawsuits against gun manufacturer Smith & Wesson for deceptively marketing their assault rifles. They also filed suits against the gunman, his father, and the two gun stores that sold the gun to the alleged shooter. The plaintiffs include the families of several people killed, as well as others who were injured or traumatized by the shooting. Here's survivor Lauren Bennett, who was shot twice in her back.
Sitting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, which has always been a place of safety, I would never have imagined that the turbulent sound I heard was actually a maelstrom of bullets from a Smith & Wesson M&P 15.
Seven people died during the July 4th mass shooting, and more than four dozen were injured. This election season, voters in Illinois will vote on a proposed amendment to the state constitution, dubbed Amendment 1 or the Workers' Right Amendment. Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin investigates claims by both sides about the proposal's impact on workers in this week's Truth Test.
Voting yes on the amendment establishes a state constitutional right for employees to organize and collectively bargain. Here's what Frank Manzo IV of the pro-labor Illinois Economic Policy Institute says.
The amendment would protect middle-class wages and benefits and promote workplace safety.
But Bryce Hill of the libertarian think tank Illinois Policy Institute thinks the amendment will increase property taxes because of its impact on government worker unions.
Amendment 1 will lead to higher property taxes. The amendment is going to grant government unions the ability to make demands outside the normal scope of bargaining.
Manzo, who's supportive of the amendment, disagrees.
One, you have local control. Okay, nothing in the amendment changes the fact that you can vote for elected officials who will not raise property taxes.
I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, a conversation with Ed Kieser, the longtime staff meteorologist at WILL Radio and TV. His discussion with Jim Meadows is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hey, it's Tamara Keith from the NPR politics team. I know it's been a kind of busy year.
Russia has begun an invasion.
James Webb Space Telescope.
Supreme Court has overturned.
Okay, very busy.
House January 6th.
The Winter Olympic Games.
Killed Al-Qaeda leader.
And now it's time for the midterm elections. You rely on NPR and this station to stay on top of it all. And we can only do it with your support. Here's how to give.
Just go to willgive.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline.
Who's there?
Talk to
who?
Talk to the meteorologist.
That's one of the bits that introduced Ed Kieser's Talk to Ed segments on WILL radio years ago. Ed Kieser was perhaps the best-known member of the weather department that the station had for many years. As WILL celebrates 100 years on the air, Jim Meadows spoke with Kieser, who says he became the second meteorologist to work full-time at the station in 1987.
I was the only meteorologist here, the only one doing weather on WILL, and I work Monday through Friday and then storms as needed.
Besides just saying, here's the forecast, what did you find it was important to tell people?
Well, it was putting the weather in context, what was causing the weather, what was coming in, and we were covering more than half of Illinois and half of Indiana, and at that point there was a focus on the whole region, not just the Champaign-Urbana area. So there was a lot of focus on that, and of course, agriculture, still a big industry around here, a lot of interest with that. Weather is a big part of their livelihood.
Besides the stuff that you did every day, I remember hearing you so many times coming in whenever there was a weather warning going out there and coming in at off hours when there was some sort of severe weather in the region to talk about it.
Yeah, I felt the duty to come in when there were hazardous storms, especially tornado outbreaks or big winter storms, blizzards, ice storms, things of that nature. And the most memorable night was the tornado outbreak on April 19th of 1996. That was a big one for us. Pretty strong tornadoes. One went through Decatur. The most memorable one for us is southeast Urbana, down around the Eagle Ridge subdivision. That was hit hard, and then Ogden was hit hard as well that night.
And so you were on the air for that one?
Yes, yes. We have no recording of it, but yes, I was on the air that night. And in fact, after the tornado hit, our news director, Alex Ashlock, handed me the bag phone at the time. He said, well, your job is done here. Take the car, go out and find the damage. And then I was reporting in from the damage scene.
One thing that a lot of people still remember here is the regular feature you did, I think, every Friday called Talk to Ed, where people could phone in asking you weather questions and forecast questions.
I took that over when I came to WILL and did that on Friday mornings throughout my 23 years.
And often people would be asking, I'm going to New York next week. What's the weather going to be like? And it would be up to you to figure out a forecast for that region pretty quickly.
Yeah. So in my earlier days, I'd have a stack of maps and I'd be looking through paper maps right in the studio and coming up with the forecast. And in the later years, you know, I could just do some searching online to bring up maps quicker and get some more details. So again, I was trying to do something more than what you would just get off a weather app, just using my judgment and training to give the best possible forecast there.
If you do the weather on TV and radio, a lot of people suddenly know who you are. Did you experience that yourself? Just people who know that you're Ed Kieser, the guy giving the weather on WILL?
Yeah, you know, it's strange. I am not broadcasting now, and I live in Columbus, Ohio, so nobody knows who I am. But I come back to Champaign-Urbana, and there's still people that to this day that know who I am. And it's kind of strange that, like, wow, it's been a long time now. But people feel like they know you. And, you know, that's one of the things I really loved about radio. There is that connection with the audience that's there, and it made it great. And I do miss it. It was a lot of fun, and I felt like it was a position that provided value to a lot of people. And, you know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to do that over the years.
That's meteorologist Ed Kieser, who was part of the WILL weather staff from 1987 to 2010, when the weather department was disbanded due to a budget crunch. Ed now works as a staff meteorologist for the Ohio-based utility company American Electric Power. You can hear a longer version of this interview at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 67 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Anna Savchenko, Harrison Malkin, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.